Welcome to Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock, and you are tuning into us on Uprising Radio. I would like to thank everyone who's been keeping up with the goings-ons of Poetry in the Raw. Some of you from the very first show haven't missed a show. Thank you very much. We have a lot to unpack today, and for everyone that doesn't like the term unpack used in that way, work on that, really. There are far too many things to get ourselves worked up about that term or this term or something that is innocuous, something that really has no negative connotation to it, just rubs you the wrong way for whatever reason. It's overused. Let's move to the next thing. That is part of what we're going to be talking about. The theme, if you didn't see it, is surfacing, and we're going to get to that in a second. Now, the song you just heard was Open Your Eyes, You Can Fly by Liz Wright. If you have had the chance, opportunity, dubious honor, whatever, of talking to me or hearing me sing, you know that I really identify with this singer. This sister is just an amazing singer, Liz Wright. The album is Salt. I sing from it often, and I will be playing tracks from the song. If you like the song, please go to the link in the event page and consider buying the song or the album. If you hear a song on my show, it is because I know the artist or I support the artist. And I do not play songs without posting a link for you to purchase. I think that we as artists and we as listeners should find ways to, whether they're already established or brand spanking new, each other as best as we can. Now, let's talk about surfacing. The image that I used, if you saw the picture, is the surface of water from under it. And what I'd like to get our pens to and get our minds to on this, the first mental health break show on the new Poetry in the Raw. Okay, the same old Poetry in the Raw. I'd like you to get your mind around coming up from the dark, coming up from the depths, and seeing the surface, and you're not quite there yet. You're not quite there yet. You would be in big, deep trouble if you tried to take a deep breath from where you are right now. Maybe what you need to do is kick. Maybe what you need to do is paddle. Move your arms, something. Float, be still. But what we're going to talk about is what do you do when you can see the light and you're almost there? What can you do? Not touch yourself, not to drown, not to walk on hot lava because you're on the surface just walking around like it ain't nothing when there's a volcano going off. You never know. So, lots to unpack. What we're going to do is start with the callers and just keep talking about the topic. How about that? Let's see. Who is my first caller? Hi. Welcome to Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
It's Miss Automatic Charismatic, Tank ESL, and I spit lyrical venom.
You spit lyrical venom? Okay, hold up. I'm going to the event page. Everyone, this is Automatic Charismatic, and he spits lyrical venom. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to the story that
my friend
just posted.
Is Viper.
I'm going to look. Let's see. And I see that you posted something on the page. Okay. Want to tell me about that?
Basically, I feel like I feel like I'm an unstoppable force when I'm flowing. When I'm in my spiritual zone, when I'm freestyling, even when I'm about to mess up, I'm still, once I inject you with my venom, I end up grabbing your attention.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so
you hit that right on the head. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes,
and there are many ways that you do it. I've heard you when you weren't sure what to say, and so you said something. I have never heard someone be so passionate about what they're saying, so much so that they are committed to their peace, to their train of thought, to their flow of consciousness, as you are. And sometimes it hits on the head, and sometimes it misses, and you keep going. The last time I heard you spit, I was astounded at just how moved I was, how really amazing that piece was. You came on this show and you did that.
Thank you.
So, this is what I want. I am going to shut up, and the mic is yours.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, the mic is yours. Go.
Okay. I want to know if you want me to speak on the topic, or do you want me to
Well, here's the thing. Did you bring something on the topic, or were you going to freestyle something on the topic? What did you want to do?
I tell you what, I can freestyle off the top.
Okay. The mic is yours, and the topic is surfacing. You ready?
All right. Through the changes that belong in the new area, many challenges come through, many words that I have to review, many times what I'm going through, like that in the world of something new. When it's like I'm going and I'm flowing and everything that I'm showing, when I'm going so deep, it's like in the world with no sleep, but it's like in the heavy heat and everything, it's like it's so obsolete. Can everything be so beautiful and this life is so critical when the world's so minimal, changes bringing the latest of your greatest, many times and many tunnels, many times of many hustles, many so deep in your own reflection with the words of when you're trying to have that protection of your vision, your ambition, what can you do to just listen to right to your ear, not let nothing go ahead, interfere. See, the words are so clear. It's like it's going through a hemisphere. So let me go ahead and take you there. When you chair, it's like when you start to yelling. The words are so compelling and everything that you feel like you're not feeling. So it's another story that you start telling. When you start yelling, there is like victory. It's like a history. Everything is like a mystery. But when people like to showcase, they show their face. They show their smile, like the worthwhile. We're in the interface. Many challenges to come and many roadblocks to try to block you out. Your radius, nothing is going to change. But until you start going right to your lane, well, let's go ahead and intervene. Let's be like that machine. Let's give a world that never, ever seen something like you with value, and you like bigger than the statue of no limitation. So everything is like the situation with the words that come, no counterfeit, and you're not idiots. So we're going to go ahead and rock like the pyramid so deep. The world's like the world of direction. Everything is like you're making a correction. When we come with the strength. We go into the extra length. The world, the inner phase, the inner selection, resurfacing for a purpose. Because life, we're not worthless. We're going to scratch the surface. We're going to have it made like another session, making this world like heaven. When we feel the real deal, everything is like another whip appeal. We got many challenges to face. But let me tell you, with the world, the strength that we replace, we like the dynasty. The world's like no quietly. We have spoken. We like speaking our own emotion. The world's like the word chosen. Resurface. Yes. Have you even noticed? Can you stay focused? Are you the hopeful, the hopeless, or will you take the time to go ahead and read and proceed and give the world what they need? They need another talk, another teach, another way to pray, another way that know that God will make a way. So listen to the words that I say. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah, you got a smile to deal. Everything is so real. You got the skills. Everything that you're about to go ahead, give them what to feel. So if the world's going to heal, the resurface is many days, as many times, as many roads, many episodes, and many different codes. And once you find out, you feel it's so real. You feel like you got knowledgeable. But then again, you didn't know just how you were so powerful. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. 10 years in, I'm all in. Drop in, drive. But let me say this. I speak lyrical venom. I am always within striking distance.
I'm going to thank you for freestyling on my topic. I'm going to, are you open to a little feedback?
Thank you, Apple. Oh.
Here. When I first met you, I had to really listen to catch what you were saying when I first met you. When I first heard you, and I've asked you questions about it over the years, it's been quite a journey with you. This topic surfacing truly is about gaining on your success, and it's also something that your cadence is so spitfire, so rapid fire, truly is venom. And it works for kicking and coming to the surface of the water when you are at that last push and you need to hear all of the accolades and you need to know why you're reaching for this success. How you just did this piece reminds me of the first time I went diving. And I was almost at the surface, and that's when you kick the hardest and you go the fastest and your heartbeat is pumping and you need to know that you're going to live. And when you get there, it's bright sunshine on the other side. So I'm going to tell you, we hit it on the head with that very last push before you break through. I believe that you might be venom on the mic, but you are also a salve. If you give people the opportunity to hear what you're saying, because the message you just gave was pretty amazing. And I appreciate you for bringing that to my show. I realize that now that I've said that, I love you right back. Thank you so much. I realize that this means that you're about to advertise a show in my event page. So before I move on, what is the show? What is this? What am I about to
Viper,
be promoting?
Viper Network is a network of Radio Weeks. The Radio Weeks are DWSC Radio Week. The second one is Power Beyond Limits. The third one is VPE, which stands for Vocal Premier Excellence. The fourth one is Go Hard or Go Home, Radio Week. And the last one is Inside the Spotlight, Radio Week. Each Radio Week has 8 shows. So what happens is they go back and forth for 4 days, and then it rotates. It's shifting. It's 5 gears. So it's just shifting from one gear to the next gear to the next gear. 5 gears, all in.
Well,
this is the first
I've heard anything quite like it, and I hope that you are very successful with it. Congratulations again. I know that you've been doing the thing, and I wish you success with it. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, you know, I just want to say that I'm so glad that you came back on the radio. I think that you are a great poet as well. I just think that, you know, poetry is like, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to have to say it. You know who was my biggest inspiration in poetry? God rest his soul. Charles Peace King, King Kaju. I talked to a brother one day, but he was in Detroit. He was he has niece, nephews everywhere. You know, he had a whole bunch of noise in the background when we'd do like a chat. Mm-hmm. And they were laughing and talking, and but he gave me some knowledge. He gave me some things, and he always welcomed me with open arms. We talk about, I didn't know he liked cars the way he did. You know, he liked cars just like I do. And, you know, we always kicked it. He always invited me to the show. And, you know, he used to say, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, that's my man. That's what he used to say. So when I listened to, because one time I listened to a brother, I was in the truck in the 18 wheel. And he did a poem. You ever heard somebody do a poem and just stop you right in your tracks? Like, what? Like, damn. Like,
oddly enough, Joe.
Like, Joe the Verbal Mind Dance. You know, I met him in person. I met your guy, you know. I guess Joe the Verbal Mind Dance is like Mr. Postman. I guess you like John Ross talking about, hey, Mr. Postman.
What I'm going to say to that is, okay. Well, I'm going to say that I appreciate you coming to the show, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good night. Everybody, check out Automatic Charismatic. Now, the theme of the show is surfacing. And this is for everybody that's struggling with what they struggle with. We've all got our thing. We don't have to compare our sob stories, our sad moments, our struggles. We all have them, and we're all trying to do our thing to get through them. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. If you'd like to get on the mic, press 1. For everyone that's listening in on the internet, thank you, and welcome to Poetry in the Raw. I am having a bit of surfacing myself. I started this radio station, and with it, the Queendom Network. The plan is that the Queendom Network will be a collection of owned radio shows. They don't necessarily want to be on Uprising Radio, but they do want to be a part of a collective, because Queendom Network, quiet as kept, is being registered to be a nonprofit organization. We would like to have an umbrella organization that allows you to have your own show and use your platform to do things in your own community, whether it's help host open mics or provide aid, draw attention to things happening in your community around the country. There'll be more on that, and I'm getting closer to seeing that come to fruition as poets reach out. Interested parties want to have a show. Interested parties want to invest, want to be on my show. A lot of things are happening, and I need to remind myself that this is not the time to stop, to slow down, to be sidetracked. People who just don't believe in what I'm doing or want to do it differently. This is the time where you do what you have to do to reach the surface. And I want to share that with you and get your thoughts on it. Next caller. I'm sorry for the caller that had to drop off. I was looking forward to hearing from you. But now, next caller. Hi, welcome to Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
That's King's Cadence.
Ah. Hey there.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's, you know, wrong, a rough week already, but I'm here. I'm happy.
You know what? And that's just half the battle right there. You made it. We made it. So, what did you think of the topic so far?
I like it. So we all need them. You know, I think we all need the mental breaks when they happen. So, yeah.
Well, your pen is fire magic. So, wow, I can't wait to hear what you brought to the table, sir. I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
Okay. My piece is called I'm Gucci. It says, tonight I speak to you. Not as King's Cadence, but the incomparable Dr. Linebender. We different lineage. My people and your people opportunities, well, there are some differences. The difference is you don't pre-kiss your kids fully expecting that they can die from crooked cops with the entire block to watch as witnesses. So with that being said, what's good, Miley? What's poppin', Riley? You know, we try not to trip off of the coolest monkey in the jungle stuff that you kicked. Now we're going straight flagrant black faces and the media's telling us how to not take it. You know, this whole jigaboo make fun of you is cool until you nose the wide nose with a king that keeps his pride swole. And then the lie goes, he acted racially insensitive with his black eyes closed. You know, asked out, ask around, angry, we allied always via the fast route, mask down, how long do you think you can lash us before we actually lash out? Coming from chained up men to six bullets in a chamber spin, it changes when the same shame offense accountability happens the moment the actual blaming ends. I guess we drag queens and pregnancy scenes, you know. Ovary, acting. You know, you apologize while laughing and the price goes up and nothing happens. I'm so sick of you copying my jive. You copy my grind but avoid the struggles of our lives. If you knew it was wrong and you still getting paid off, but then you know our time. The inspiring grind that we've been running with since the start of time, you know it's mine. The language changed, the results the same. We hung from trees and now we gathering up to get on the vine. $4 trillion in black dollars, we got power to draw the line, but you'd rather draw money out the ATM to help sustain the enemy lines. So you lined up to support brands that you can flash inside your grams where most of the wealth they have came from the blood and sweat from our ancestors in the past. Oh, goddamn. False wise empire size, lies let Smollett call it, by the time we get enough time to shine, Jesse Austin. Rage and cause no changes, nooses and media loose. This is fashion, black man's lie about assault outside, and now it's about some action. Cohort's confession to the setups because Jesse was contracted fed up. I'm done with it. You can keep all the conversation and the equality, because until we get to be where we need to be, I'm over here and I'll be Gucci.
Explain that to me.
Okay, when I say I'm Gucci, well, I mean, I'm sure that's the street slang. Well, I'm good. You know, I'm just saying until we get where we need to be, where we're getting, we're not being, you know, discriminated against. We're not being shot on accident, on purpose, when we're not being made fun of in the media. You know, when we're getting, you know, straight down the line how we're supposed to get things until that happens. I'm Gucci. I don't want to hear anything unless we're actually trying to make a change.
But you are the change. You. You are the change. I think so much about when people, I mean, I was pissed off. Sorry, young listeners. If you are under 18 and hearing this, talk to your parents. We are the change. You are the change. When that orange person became the president, angry, and I was disconnecting myself from the negativity that was coming. But the problem with that is we're poets. We're speakers. We're lyricists. We are more than just corks on the ocean. We're making waves. We are waves. And when we say, I'm cool until things get better, what we're saying is we're not the ones that are going to be doing it. And you already are, just by making change in yourself. So I caution being dragged down and then distancing yourself from the whole situation, because it's you know when they say you shouldn't get close to radiation because it'll kill you, but people avoid building up a resistance to it. People avoid building up a resistance to what they don't like to eat, what they don't like to hear, and yours is. What you're doing for yourself and with the help of those around you is going to be a story that's going to be told long after you're gone. I already see that. What you want to do for yourself is a story that needs to be told and repeated and pushed in people's faces and ha, ha, ha. I did this thing. Until they stop making fun of us in the media, well, you know what? They may never stop, because they don't know. They don't know. And they're not going to know until we tell them. Until we tell them. No one is going to reshape the government, because quite frankly, it's never worked for us before. Before this man was president, even while Obama was president, they stonewalled the man so much that even black people said he didn't do anything, not taking into account that he was prevented from doing just about everything he tried to do. So it became his fault when he left. You are someone that is very powerful, and I caution you not to go too far away. Just saying.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, you're right.
Good to hear you.
When you said the thing is that, you know, I always look up to you, and when you talk, you know, I feel like I'm being talked to by a teacher, and I take what you say very seriously. So when you said, I'm like, okay.
I hope you hear a sister or auntie, because lecturing people is just old. But knowing that what you're saying is, I'm really not here for your bullshit. Sorry for y'all that don't like cussing.
Yeah.
I'm not here for your bullshit. But what you also might want to add to that, but I'm here. I'm not here for your bullshit, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Because you're that guy.
Right.
Don't forget that. You're that guy. Don't stop. Thank you for your power. Anything else you want to add?
Some of it, I love her. She'll probably be woke eventually. So it should be fair.
Gina, he said he loves you. There. We're sending her big hugs for the loss in her family. You're very welcome. Thank you for coming to the show, and I'm going to put you on the couch.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Now, everybody, I'm not going to lecture everybody. King knows that when he starts saying stuff, I was like, what did you just say? I have no filter when it comes to things like that. We are poetry in the raw. We're not going to pick apart everything you say. I'm not your doctor. I'm not your therapist. I'm just your sister. And I only want the best for all of us. Who do I have on the mic?
Brother Rick. Hey, this is Jerry. Yeah, Brother O. Living there.
Hi, Brother O.
Hello, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What do you think of the topic?
I think the topic is pretty good. Sometimes we go down in the depths of life and then we come back up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the poem I'm going to perform correlates to the topic. So
the mic,
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good. If you tune in to Porch in the Raw with Sister Sylvia Blaylock, and the title of my poem for this evening is called "You Can't Keep Me Down for Long." It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up and remain in the fight. My dear brothers and sisters, nothing will ever hit you harder than life itself. Ranging from setbacks to life and death situations. And this thing called life does something some knockdowns from time to time. Life will make you stumble and fall. Life will hit you with jabs, hooks, uppercuts, sucker punches, crosses, and haymakers. And life will back you up into a corner. And life will make you want to throw in the towel sometimes and drown. However, you got to get back up to the surface to keep on fighting against the odds, no matter how insurmountable they are. When you get knocked down the boxing ring, you have the decision to either take a standing eight count, pull yourself up, use the ropes, stay down until the referee reaches the count of 10 and declares a knockout, or throw in the towel and quit the fight, declaring no more, no more, no more fight. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter how many disappointments and setbacks I've endured in my 44 years on this planet, none can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I've gone back and forth to doctor's offices, visited the hospital, and despite all of my health issues, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times women have turned me down, taken advantage of, abused me, cheated on me, or just didn't look in my direction, wouldn't give me the time of day, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I feel discouraged, frustrated, or angry, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many times I feel like giving up and going back to my old ways, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many haters, doubters, stores that I have, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many Negroes turn on me, what distance themselves from me, none can keep me down for long. No matter how many of my friends, classmates, and brothers have made that transition to heaven, nothing can keep me down for long. No matter how many obstacles I've encountered, nothing can keep me down for long. And no matter how many trials, tests, and tribulations that I've endured in my life, nothing can keep me down for long. That's it.
So on topic. So on topic. You're such a storyteller, brother. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Sylvia.
You know, nothing really can keep you down for long. Like a soap bubble rising up. Like a soap bubble rising up. Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, so the poem actually is like, you go down the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then the current will try to pull me down. If you were on the beach, the current will try to pull you down, but somehow you're able to get back up. So that was the poem. Like, you riding the wave, it crashes down, then it sends and goes back down. That's the way life is. So now that's how
that
life works.
It is if you let it. Not everybody sees life that way, but that is the way life is if you let it. So, true story.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. I am going to put you on the couch with my thanks. And you enjoy the rest
of
the show.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you. Everybody, that's Brother O. If you ever want to know what's going on in the poetry community, that brother keeps the calendar. We are already with just 49 minutes left of the show. The theme is surfacing, and you are on Poetry in the Raw. New callers putting your hands up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Surfacing has a lot of different meanings for a lot of different – the basis of this, in addition to being the theme of this show, I'm writing a book. That is the working title, Surfacing. And it has to do with making our way from the depth to the sunlight, to the air. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. I see y'all down there. Press 1 if you want to get on. I could not keep this poet on the line because he's working. But I'm going to read this piece. Title of his piece is Surfacing. Who has not been buried under emotional strain, carried to the limits with a non-resting brain? I'm not better than, no one likes me. It is I who spites me. Define me, no one can. Except the man within, a man who begins as a child, all the while absorbing knowledge, no college degree per se, just a way to be. A way to see the complexities of life, underachiever, overindulgent, way down below the surface of surface. Up periscope in a time of crowded spaces. Baseless, faceless, mask worn inside, out of being. Being the who we are not really meant to be. So many surface dwellers seek being seen. Not me, oh no. Yes, me, surviving rivals, competition, not to mention saving face. See me, I'm part of humanity, a chess piece played so randomly, gradually fitting in until buried again, deep within the recesses of less stress, or a stay-afloat joke behind the backs of folks. He's a strange bloke, a weird chap. I know you can do better than that. The things that surface when we think intact, superficial, stupid rituals, some folks gotta have it, some folks gotta have it, no surfacing there. It's an underground affair, periscope down, dive, dive, into the depths of despair. With no discouraging words to hear, when I come up for air, where's the consistency? The same old voices that keep judging me. Begrudgingly, I walk the surface, only to surface briefly. Handshakes and hugs, strained smiling mugs. Good boys or thugs, what do you surface for? I'm digging my way out with the love of a woman. Monetary schemes and dreams don't do it for me. I'll stay under for now. Too deep for surface freaks. Yet I speak so surface free, the bottom line for me. Rise to your own level. Your depth can't be defined by me. Now, y'all already know that's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer that wrote that. That poet, I tell you. Joe, I'm sorry I couldn't get you on fast enough. You had to go back to work. But that was a dope piece, brother. We're going to go to the next caller. Hello. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Oh,
hello.
Me?
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Jocelyn.
Oh. Quiet storm, Jocelyn?
Absolutely. Normally on Monday nights I'm at a local poetry venue and I can never make it, but tonight I didn't go, so I'm here.
Welcome. Oh, hug. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome.
I will say welcome back. Absolutely. It's been a while. You know, I've been on a journey. And so I think I picked a poem, you know, all the time when I said I was going to come back and take a minute and get back into your show. I had all these other poems I want to do, but today I'm kind of be trying to fit into your groove of surface. So I hope this poem kind of touches on the surface of the depth of surface.
The mic is yours, poet.
All right. The title of this piece is Poetic Asylum. Sometimes as a poet, you may not have a title or topic in mind. You only have emotions. So you go through the motions of writing, writing thoughts, writing feelings, writing words and expressions, writing pages of sentences that ultimately map and formulate a direction. Life sort of works the same way. Sometimes there are so many emotions, but very little you are able to say. I mean, in life, you can find that those who were supposed to love you really hate you, and those who seem to care, they always seem conveniently too busy to be there. That those with hidden insecurity and envy are not there by choice. They only want to hear your words. They secretly want to interpret and judge your voice. But you can stumble into static, the noise of another's distorted frequency. But you will soon see, after you process this for a moment seriously, it is a distraction, a fallacy. Though amusing, it is facetiously. A tactic to muddy the water in spite of the appearance. Intuition brings suspicion that the purpose is interference. So you embark on a journey eventually, a sort of self-discovery, you see, of not only who you are, but what the things in your life mean, and are the people who surround you who they portray themselves to be. And as you contemplate, excogitate, and really evaluate based on facts, not fantasy, based on good vibes and positive energy, not on those who fake and hide, who don't or won't own their true feelings and let them power up and reside due to the complicated nature of its complexity. But some in your world are real and sincere. No pretense at all, good, bad, or indifference, they still remain by your side. They still remain here. Preparing to catch you if you fall, they remain true. They remain near, an extra set of eyes for sight of what's in the atmosphere. Then there are those who claim to be in your corner but have nothing much to say, seeking excuses and reasons to go the other way. Go. Goodbye. Because it is better to release them because their presence has been nothing more than a visual lie. This is when all the pieces produce a proper perspective. This can render you angry and tired, knowing you and your efforts are deserving of truly being respected and admired. That is when you face the fact of possibly being all alone, a scary silence, but no longer willing to condone a dissonance for what you have no tolerance for, gravitating towards those real who patiently support you as you build your strength, beginning with your core. In this moment, you may see a sun that's sunny, the value you place on material things or money, or there may only be despair, dark clouds, and rain, contemplating within the crossing to the finish line. Was there more loss than gain? That the future prognosis may not be everything you want it to be, but you will have the growing clarity, and in this resides the evolution of being free. Ultimately, eventually, the relevant, the irrelevant, the fragmented concepts, it all comes together, the temporary replaced with things of permanence that hopefully will last forever. So you continue your walk. You continue to write. You continue to let your words, your truth form and take flight. You continue to be. You continue to let the words, phrases, and sentences form a message to set you free. And this becomes the asylum of a poet's poetry. That's that piece. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. I have missed you. I have missed you. You just so soothe my heart. Yes, you have. That was brilliant. I am.
Thank you.
That was brilliant. That you, yeah. All of what she just said was accompanied by finger snaps and my now angry cat and me yelling and yes, because there is so much to what, I mean, if we had to sit here and just go through every line, I have to say that we get the blinders taken off and see the walk for what it is, not for what we painted it as.
Absolutely.
And once we're on it, you can stop and examine every broken rock and everything that didn't work, or you can say, that did not work, that's not mine, onward. We all get to choose which way we're going to do it, but the way you laid that piece out so brilliantly really speaks to exactly what this theme is about, and I so appreciate you. Jocelyn, is there anything you'd like to add? And feel free to promote anything.
Not at all. I'm just, you know, I'm happy to be here and to take tonight to be able to support you, because you have such a positive energy about you, and you truly deserve to shine. So I thank you, and I thank you for this platform.
I thank you. I thank you so much, sister, and I am going to be touching elbows with you soon. Thank you for the magic. You really are lighting the place up, and I appreciate it. I'm
much
putting
love.
You on the couch, but much love to you too, and you enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you. Everyone,
thank you.
Jocelyn Haven is Quiet Storm. She is the business. You are listening to me get fed, but hear poetry, and I've missed some of these poets so much. Next caller. Who do I have on the line? Welcome to Poetry in the Raw. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
SYA.
You didn't say more than five words. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, I know your voice, so now I'm just mad because you're just, like, disguising your voice and not even speaking a lot. Hello, SYA, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
You know, I'm well. It's good to hear you. Do you
That's
have
awesome.
News you'd like to share? Can we nudge, say high five to you, poet? Pow!
None that I can think
Black
of.
Butterfly.
I did a.
Sail across the water.
I wrote a poem about
did
a Papillon. Yeah.
You know,
and I had an awesome graphic designer. An awesome graphic designer helped me out. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Got the monies for it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Everyone, he is playing so. Look. There is something about being a poet and a spoken word artist that we are meant to be starving artists. And that is a load of not going to cuss on his moment. But y'all know what that's a load of. Well, this poet got a paid gig to write and perform a poem at someone's birthday party. Now, this is not about what else happened with that. This truly is about the fact that he went from doing open mics, being everybody's poetry coach. You know, I remember getting feedback from him on a number of poems, truly good friend, and a really no holds barred coach that's like, yeah, no. And we'll make you grow your pen. Well, he stepped up and did something a little out of the box for him, which means he had to do it differently.
I did it. I had to do my first gig that had valet, and that was weird, and I dressed up. And yeah.
Like dressed up as valet parking?
Yeah, I got to perform, had to dress up and have valet parking. They're like, hey, Mr. Alston, you know what I'm saying? Word.
You know, the thing.
But no, that's but yeah, I will say that I've done paid gigs before, but this was definitely a new experience and a new atmosphere because it was like a private members only club. So this is like high class, like, you know what I'm saying, champagne. You know, they don't do water bottles, they do water and glass and ice and bartenders and all that. So basically valet and all that. So it was just cool to actually be hired. Not only was I hired, but I was recommended by somebody. So that person actually contacted me and was like, yo, my homie was like, yo, you trying to make some easy money? I'm like, word. So they put me in contact with that person. That person hit me up, all that good stuff. So, I mean, it's a beautiful feeling. If anything, it's meaningful to me that somebody's word of mouth actually put my name out there and strongly recommended, like, yo, you have no other choice. Like, this is the guy you want. Forget every other poet you might have heard of. This is the person you want to hire if you're trying to look for it, you know what I'm saying? So they really, like, put that in their ear. So that right there meant a lot. So I think that kind of meant more than anything. You know what I mean? I can get paid, whatever, it don't really matter. But the fact that I inspire people or reach people enough for them to actually put my name out there, like, yo, you got to have this guy. This guy is so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about poetry. So
yes, we are. So congratulations on that.
Out.
And
thank you, huh?
The theme is surfacing. You're welcome. The theme is surfacing.
The theme is resurfacing.
And it is surfacing, coming up
surfacing.
From the depths.
Coming
mm-hmm.
up from the depths.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess I can do something.
Yeah.
I haven't done this one in a minute. Let me see if I can remember.
Okay. I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
In the depths of darkness, I sit, wondering how long I will have to be here. As I close eyes, I breathe in. It's like up becomes down, down becomes up. My world starts to spin, and then it stops. See, in my mind, I have escaped where I am. This midnight meditation turns street lights into stars, cars into shooting stars. Fireflies and gnats into asteroids, floating around as I find a space of my own. No longer at the depths of earth, but the surface of the sky, I sit among the stars, meditating on rocks, which turn into planets as I sit above all. Freeing my mind from the space that I was in to now being in space that I'm in. See, I need space. I'm an astronaut and I feel at home out here. They say it's go hard or go home, or I'd rather be homeless. Consider me a castaway as I cast away all distractions, frustration, and loneliness on the island of my own. See, like MacGyver, I build nothing from something and something from nothing. Vice versa, I can turn a desert into a paradise or make a paradise feel like a desert all in my mind. See, this mental architecture I build. With. So in this mind, I turn streetlights into stars, cars into spaceships and shooting stars, rocks into planets, gnats and fireflies into asteroids that fly by as I find my space from the depths of the darkness of which I sit. As I surface among the skies, from the depths that I'm in, as I meditate, I get away. A street life passes me by. That's why, that's some piece. I don't know what I just did there. That's that piece.
I like that piece. Why did you say that?
Because that's not exactly how the piece went. So it was long.
And yet it did well. It went well.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the poem, the butterfly thing. All right, so this is my new rule. If anybody decides they want to book me, you get a free personal poem, right? And then you get a printout of this poem. One time only. And if you want more than one copy, we can talk about the price and all that too. But again, it's not about me. Big ups to everybody before and after me. Beautiful topic as always. I feel like everybody has an invisible prison that they're stuck in. You know what I'm saying? Or an invisible depth that they soak themselves in, or they're being soaked in, or sometimes they feel like they're drowning, or they feel like they're buried under something. So good on you for picking such a deep topic for all these lovely poets to play with in their many ways that they're going to do it. So definitely.
Oh, thank you. And we'll be coming back to this topic. This is a reoccurring topic because we're getting there,
mm-hmm.
not just as individuals, but as a community. It feels like the poetry community took a break. Not everybody,
right.
A lot of people. And we stepped away, didn't host shows, didn't go to shows, not doing a lot of Facebooking. And I stopped playing Words with Friends because I just stopped playing online games and had to focus. It meant that
no,
I lost
you,
a lot.
I ain't
of,
no time to play no games. We got to get this work done.
All of that.
That's all that was.
All of that.
All that.
Yes, it was. Yep. And I
but
think that,
you,
that it's been a good journey and one that I'm seeing the light. I'm seeing the light at the surface there. And it doesn't mean I'm done, because once I get to the surface, I got some swimming to do.
One more thing, too. Speaking of that, thank y'all for everybody that's been sending me invites. If anybody has been sending me invites to their shows, it's not that I'm, like, dodging y'all, but, like, I'm really trying to – I got some projects that I'm trying to do, so it's nothing personal. I got some things in the works, so I will definitely try to come through a lot more as things kind of calm down. So I don't want anybody to be in their feelings, because, like, that's why you don't love us no more. You don't really rock with us. That and I work at night. So most of y'all are starting shows when I'm sleeping or I'm just getting up. And by the time I get up to get on the line, y'all are like halfway through your shows or it's too full for me to get on. So
that said,
I'm going to go ahead and get off the mic. Thank y'all.
Well, thank you. And you enjoyed the rest of the show, everybody.
All right, thank you.
That's SYA saying what's up. I will say that there have been poets that step up and help. I've been one of them, and I appreciate the friendship and the help and the coaching, really. Next caller. Hello. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Hello, this is Sideshow.
Hello, Sideshow. You know what? Okay, so I'm giving you a big hug. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You sound like you have a sore throat. What's that about?
Nah, usually I'm asleep about now. I was trying to stay up to make the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for making the show. What you been up to?
Running around, just making ends meet.
Hey, welcome to my hell.
Yeah.
Did you bring a piece?
Yes, I did.
Then I'm going to shut up. The mic is yours.
Okay. My lifeline attached to so many lies. I spun my own web to survive at times. Lines intersect, costing a ghost sum of self. Let's call it my internet. Constantly debugging the system as I try to hack it. By being an equation that might go against the grain, occasion. So as I do updates not so random that leave my circle spinning, I'm sleep momentarily hibernating. Negative outcomes I'm trying to eliminate from spiraling out of control, part delete. Giving up is the only way I'll meet my defeat. My small business mindset grows to a point I'm no longer discreet. My greatness I'm willingly meet. With every heartbeat and every breath I take, I'll excel. Even in my micro minutes, my software has a hard drive as well. Prepared to save and also download when necessary. Social media won't make my decisions for self scary. Now I'm screening what I take in, processing the keys to board, then broadening my positivity like the broadcast from a pure version of Sideshow beyond what I would have been masked. My firewall I turn into ash, then reborn a phoenix, the glory of knowing the elements of your own mix. When most just let you skim the surface, I'll let you complete the depths of me, hopefully inspiring an evolution of your own purpose. As I pass on what has been passed on to me, like a chain message, but let it be positivity. Be the viral virus from my surface to your surface. It can become contagious. Question is your system not affected? Or do you need my Wi-Fi to be connected? In peace.
Explain that piece to me.
I think I went on a vision of a lot of people I've made friends with through the internet, and I have met a lot of positive people, like yourself for one, right? And if y'all pass on positive messages, even though we have never met in person, y'all show love and affection over the internet through Facebook, Instagram, or any social media. And it's been a lifesaver at times. Like, I've got through some hard times just because that positive message has been passed back to me. To keep me at least writing, doing poetry, or not just in a depression.
I've met a lot of people on the internet, self, yourself included, that have encouraged me to keep going. That, I mean, there would be so many people to shout out right now. I will say that there's a circle of sisters that were in my ear to keep me encouraged. When I got real depressed, I have people calling me. Some let me cry on the phone for hours and hours. There was a meltdown that I will say this set of callers, Andrew Boyd, Leslie, and I just needed to not vent so much as let go of some things I didn't want to let go of, and was loved and encouraged in a way that I would never reach out to my family for. Not that I don't have a great family. I have a huge family. But there is something non-judging, non to put on any kind of face, because this, you know, I can be who I am, not who I am to my family. And you are my family. I appreciate you so much. I would like to say thank you for being so open to feedback. I know I've given you a lot. I gave you a hard time about the balls on the forehead. It was funny to me, but at the same time, I was wagging the finger, like, don't you come over here and do this stuff. But that was truly from your heart, the piece that you just did. And I like to tell you what I got from it, but I'm really learning to let people tell me what they meant by it. And there are some people who don't want to. They just want to spit their piece and they don't want to explain it. Just take it for what they just said. And I appreciate that you are one of those people that doesn't mind explaining where you were coming from, where your head was at with your piece. So I'm going to put you on the couch and say that this is a mental health break show. The point of it is to say something, spit a piece from your heart. And, you know, it's a positivity zone. This is a positivity zone. If you need some, take some. If you got some, leave some. That is something that I appreciate poets that I've met in the poetry community. You're all wonderful. Any last words? Okay, I'm going to put you on the couch. Okay, then. Thank you so much. And you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Everyone, that is my big buddy Sideshow, another brother. Well, this piece is from my upcoming book, Surfacing, and it's just called Light Just Ahead. It's so faint, you must feel it more than see it. Shimmer against my retina, cones and rods tingle awake after what seems a lifetime of darkness. Glitter, stipple, pinhole, symphony, in my darkness I see you. No trick to my eyes you are. The light I knew was there. Grace, I'm propelled towards you. By both momentum and purpose, I see beyond the fervent reach of my tips, as though created by their wave, the sparkle of a goal achieved, almost there, so tired, so ready to be relieved. Yet through the depths, must I still yet rise until your goal is realized. So close, the light renders all else irrelevant except its dismissal. Might be better spent, invested in the execution of what remains to be done. We have further to go until your fingers touch the sun. I would like to shout out Angela Suntoucher Patterson, whose journey through chemo and cancer inspired that piece. And my train of thought towards coming to your goal, seeing it in your eye, and then manifesting it, that goal. So much love to her. And now, Liz Wright.
Can you forget a chance for you to give your part, to give your part away. Don't just stand there feeling scared. Don't be afraid. There could be a treasure right there.
Salt by Liz Wright. And if you like the song, please go to the event page and consider buying the song or the album Salt. It's available on Amazon, among other places. We are closing it in. I am grateful for it being a long day and an early one tomorrow. And so I get to do something I never did on my show, and that's call it early. This is what I'd like from you. Surfacing is going to be a reoccurring theme. We're going to use it as a cipher, probably in April, where we're really going to speak more deeply on the topic. I would like to thank everybody who brought their poetry, who brought their positive energy, who came to get some, and those who, you know, there's other shows running concurrently, who went to support on other networks. More power to you. But this is going to keep going. So to that I say, do what you must, but know that this is keeping going. I'm going to say thank you again, and I'm going to call it. One more song by Liz Wright, and we're out. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw.
she blooms while the people sleep. Only the travelers see her. To those who rise with the noonday sun, she is a glow.
Liz Wright from the album Salt. The song is Blue Rose. If you like the song, please go to the event page and consider buying the song or the album. It's available on Amazon. We got a sneak in caller. Who do I have on the line?
You should know who this is, woman.
Hello, sis. How you doing? Everyone, if you don't know that voice, what rock are you sleeping under? That, of course, is Miss Baby. She is probably the most powerful force of nature I know. And just as kind as she is cutting inner truth. How you doing, sis?
Actually, I am like... I'm in recovery from, I overexerted myself yesterday, so I'm kind of like in one of my non-most favorite places, just laid up, yuck. So I said, let me call Sophia at the point to and see what's going on over here while I do have time, because you know I never... laying down.
You know, and you run so much that... It's a pleasure to hear you. You caught me just as I was going to end the show, and that's fine because we're going to let you end the show. I'm going to first tell you that surfacing is the theme of the show, and it's also something that you're doing. For everyone that doesn't know the amazing story of this woman, buy the book because it's going to be epic.
Right.
I've never seen anyone so fully put their faith in their wisdom in God and in their firm belief that Western medicine only has but so much that it can contribute to your well-being. And it's really your belief that you'll get better that does it, and God's ability to get you there.
Yeah.
So salute to you. Did you have a piece?
You know, I was working on the beginning of something, so I'll only share like the beginning parts of it because I really like when I really start to work on something that this is captivating. I'm thoughtful. Some lights come off the fly and some lights are like very deliberate. This one just happened to be deliberate because I don't know, just like the show caught my attention with resurfacing, and I don't know if it's age catching up to you. Like I have enjoyed turning 50 because, oh my God, my mind has just went a whole nother direction than from what it was. And so a bit of this piece, and I don't even remember my work, but I remember this because it's just a bit. It's called, it's a disclaimer, and it says, I'm a poet, and I don't give a frick what you think. I don't care. And because, you know, I have been coming out of anger. I have been coming to the realization that I have been silently angry my entire life, and I read something, and I don't know, like, you know, this is my personal. I am not a person to dictate. I'm a person to just share my personal value. We all have our own choice. Just because you choose something different from me do not mean I'm going to vilify, ostracize, or put you down. This is just me. And I had read the book of Romans, the 7th and the 8th chapter, and I've read this book since I was 5, but I was reading it in the eyes of a child, in the eyes of a teenager. At one point, I was non-religious, period, and this time I read it through the eyes of an individual who had and reaching maturity, which in this system is looked upon and that's villainous and vile. They only want you to be young, stupid, and beautiful because that is when you make the most dangerous mistakes in your life. It isn't until you start to reach an age of maturity that you can start to look back. And the span was sharing about the Apostle Paul, and it was a struggle within his body, and the things that he wanted to do was the things that he didn't want to do. It was a struggle between the flesh and the spirit. The spirit is always willing. We always want to do good things, but that's not always what we do. And then it gave a way to forgiveness, a way to path, a way to hope. So I realized at that moment when I read that, that I had been silently angry my entire life. And reading, going through the whole passage, it just let me, it just helped me get rid of that anger that was there. I am no longer angry at anything because I live in the here and now. I do not look back. I always look forward, and my forward thinking has told me, like it's been telling me my entire life, to not see the crumb but see the cake. A lot of us get sideboarded by the crumb because it might be a big crumb, but it's not the cake that's back there. And so I've always been a see person. So when you are a see the cake person, sometimes people look at you like you're stupid, like, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm winning because I see the cake. So I started this piece, and I'm going to finish it. I'll either post it or come back another time and do the whole in entirety. Like I said, it starts off with a disclaimer because I am who I am. I am a wolf, and so I don't care if I bite you. I don't care. It starts off with, I am a poet and I do not care what you think. And this is just a bit of that piece.
The mic is yours.
Yes, thank you. When they killed the Christ, they actually killed God. Not he, him, the person, but his emissary. He sent his son to come and explain a one that is unseen to a nation of Israelites who were to be in waiting for that key. They were given a Sabbath day to rest so they can contemplate what God had given them, Jehovah, Yahweh, however you choose to say his name. In each language, all our names are different, but it was the difference that was needed and impeded. They took at length and read scrolls to children to teach them that this is not the God of wrath, but the God of love who supplied every good gift from above. And when this gift manifested himself in the flesh, they resisted him, pushed him away, treated him as if he were nothing, a slave. And in doing so, when they killed the Christ, they killed God. turning their backs on their Savior for the saving of human favor. So we see an epiphany, a revelation being unfolded right before our very eyes, and we can pinpoint each jump in history. We have the dark ages. I laugh because my children thought it was because of lack of electricity, but it was not. It was because of lack of spirituality and the gross iniquities used and laden upon a slain, not slain man of heroics, but he was laid in between two criminals. So I'll stop there and come back and finish that.
But you put it in there, though. You definitely, hey, I want to hear it finished, and I loved it incomplete. You certainly give me the opportunity to have a conversation about it with myself. Oh, sister, thank you.
You are my love. You know, I had to come. What I'm feeling, you know, I always try to support good people and people who have supported me. And you have been like, you have no idea. You are like my heir. And I enjoy our connection because it's one that will not be broken by anything. You only support given. And I appreciate your new platform, and we'll be coming out to support. I also became a member of a new online team over at ONE with Olajeja, one of the poets that's new to me. But we're going to be doing some things on every other Monday. It's called the Wet Set. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for some reason, and I always get grasped in as the salty queen, and I laugh because I'm like, oh gosh, I don't even, you know, hey. I'm just, like I tell people, I'm a nerd.
I saw the flyer for her show. I knew her as Oshun, and then we were already friends when she updated to her name. And by all means, post the link. Much support. I think she's on Damon Network now.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Okay. She's on Damon Network now.
Damon Network, but it was she was on.
And she makes all these holistic, wonderful creams and I saw something that she made that had coffee beans in it. I was like, whatever that is, I'm gonna need some of that. So I'm saving up my pennies and I'm buying a few more jars, right?
Yes, the coffee bean scrub is like everybody.com. It's not like a really good scrub, but it also gives you like this tingling energy. So, yeah. And I always like to say, I like to see us support things. And I want to share, just this one little, thing I saw with this company. Called, it's a brand new, it's not a new company, but it's an online black company called CurlMax, C-U-R-L-M-A-X.
C-U-R-L-M-A-X?
M-A-X, CurlMax.
Okay.
I don't watch regular TV, I just happen to cut it off for the noise, and I saw them reject an offer from off of Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
They sell a curl product that deals with flaxseed, and it really works on the body of the hair. It was so stupid because they don't look at African Americans as viable money consumer. They don't look at it that way. The other lady said she wasn't going to support it because she's in the business of straightening hair. And I said, you know what? I'm going to support him the more she said that. And he looked at the hair and was like, looking at the big poofy side of the hair. And then he looked at the side that was more defined. So they don't know what we look for in our hair. Europeans, I'm speaking of directly. They don't know what we are looking for. So in resurfacing ourselves, we are no longer hiding our hair. But I wear my natural hair all the time. This product, we send us a like. We go to the church with a good product. And this product actually shows before and after. It was like this cycle speed, and then it showed it live, and they still didn't see it. So I've been spreading them just to show that black dollar really counts, because we are 12% of the population, but 70% of the consumer. So they were very stupid to turn this product down. They're coming to them because they stay with back orders. So I told my friend, I'm telling everybody to support us. Homegrown, young African-American, presented it a little wrong. They presented it to them the European way instead of presenting it to them ours, because he took the deal, but he wanted 20% of their company. So if you want 20% of somebody's company, you see that it's viable.
There you go.
And that's what they always do us. They always try to steal everything from us so that we could make ourselves be open for that. And there's a blackout, a black dollar blackout tomorrow. If you can't spend, if you can help, if you can't help spending money, don't spend it. Because we need to be seen as viable consumers, the way that women, the way that the LGBTQRXYZ community helps themselves. So that's my bit.
Well, thank you for the promotion, and I looked up Curl Max. Definitely consider making some videos, help them with their demos, or have them send you a feed product in exchange for consideration. You know, that's how that's done. Well, look, I am about to wrap it up. I thank you and the callers. It's been a great coming back to the air. And it's also great to be able to say it's time to finish building the website. That is what my evening is going to look like. I'm pouring a glass of wine, snuggling in with my slippers. And when we have the show next week, you will actually be able to look at the Uprising Radio website. And we have some surprises for you, because we've already got our first taker to join the network. Keep it a secret for now, but it should be very exciting for everybody. You are my love. Thank you so much for being a sister. There are times when I don't trust myself, which means I then don't trust anyone, and you hear me out when I know that things are rotten. I speak on it, and you listened, and you younger than me, and pulled the big sister move. I'm always going to be grateful to you for that, because the truth will outshine a lie.
Of course.
And true friendship sticks to it. So I'm going to say thank you, and you know what I'm talking about. Everyone else, we're going to be here next week, 6 o'clock, Monday, doing the damn, and we're just going to keep it moving. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw, hosted on Uprising Radio. And everyone, have a great night.
Good night.